CNN poll, 75% of Democrat voters want Joe Biden replaced in 2024. By Wendell Hasebo on July 27, 2022. 75% of Democrat voters want President Joe Biden replaced atop the 2024 presidential ticket, up from 51% in February, according to a Tuesday CNN poll. 24% of the Democrat voters also want Biden replaced because they doubt he will defeat the Republican nominee, up from 18% in February. Former President Donald Trump is currently on top of the GOP primary polls by a significant margin. 32% of Democrat voters do not want Biden re-elected, up from 16% earlier in 2022. Only 25% said they want Biden to be the Democrat nominee in 2024, down from 45% in February. Among Democrat voters under 45, only 18% want Biden to win the Democrat nomination. The CNN poll surveyed 1,002 voters from July 22 to 24 with a 6.7 margin of error. CNN polling is not the only negative data for Biden this week. According to a Tuesday Rasmussen Reports poll, only 21% of voters said the Democrat Party would benefit from Biden's re-election campaign, while 45% said Biden's 2024 campaign would hurt Democrats. Biden's lack of support in the Democrat Party has hurt him in battleground state polling. According to a University of New Hampshire poll, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is outpolling Biden by 1 point in a potential 2024 Democrat New Hampshire primary. Many outlets in the establishment media have gone negative on Biden in recent months. Just last week, The Guardian, CNN, and The Washington Post wrote negative headlines that suggested Biden would not be the best choice for Democrats heading into 2024. The New York Times has even published a rash of headlines to torpedo Biden's hopes in 2024. For example, on July 9, The Times' Peter Baker wrote an article titled "At 79, Biden is testing the boundaries of age in the presidency." The article slammed the president for his plans to run for a second term while his age has become an uncomfortable issue for him and his party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.